It's Wednesday, November the 8th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince. And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Why do I always yawn when we start this show? I feel like it's like a Pavlov's dog response.
Because it's 7:45 and it is 15 minutes past your bedtime. Bitch.
How'd you know?
I just know these things. Let's see. This week we're talking about the movie Thor.
Yes.
We got some very few picks.
Mm-hmm.
And then some weeks. Yeah. Cool. But let's start off with a story, because I got a work story that's pretty interesting.
All right.
Okay.
Is it the one that I heard already or no?
No, it's not that one. That one's not interesting enough for this show.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, it was, but that's pretty offensive.
Yeah.
So I won't say that.
If not offensive.
Yeah. It was very offensive. That said, my workplace is a very awesome place. So.
All right.
With great people that I love. Wholesomely. Right,
continue.
With both sides of my heart.
What?
You know.
Like front and back or left and right?
Dark and dark.
Dark and light? All right. Dark and darker?
Yeah.
Dark and dark roast? Let's go.
So I work at a place that has, let's say, multiple departments and then also a ton of clients within the place, right? Yeah. So I had a meeting with a couple of the clients and I left my office. I came back to my office and all I heard out of my boss's, like his like enclosed office space was, Vincent, Vincent, Vincent.
All right.
And I thought, fuck, what did I do?
Because in trouble.
I'm like, I didn't do anything unless someone complained.
Or maybe that was it. You did. Maybe that's because you're doing nothing.
Maybe I'm not doing enough work.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm working too hard.
Yeah.
Who knows? So I'm like, oh shit. Okay. I walk into his office and I say, hey. What's wrong? And then I look in his chair and there's someone sitting there and it's his son.
Huh.
And his son is like early 20s, late teens. Anyways, all right. he's like scolding him out for something. I don't know. Anyways, so I found out that my boss's son's name is also Vincent.
All right.
The weird part was his son turns around, looks at me and goes, type? V3?
Oh my god!
And I was like, fuck.
That's funny.
I was like, oh.
You got outed. You got outed at work.
Yeah, and for like a good 5 seconds, I was just blank and I'm like,
no.
I was like, who?
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 It's not me, no.
And I was like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Wait, did you actually say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, anyway, and then my boss is like, oh, but this is my son, Vincent. I'm like, oh, okay, I thought you were yelling at me, sir. I'm out of here. He's like, okay. And then...
Wait, did the son out?
Huh?
Did the son out you to the boss?
No.
Oh.
No.
Man, what a...
Well, not that I know of, because this is at the end of the day, right?
What a close call.
Yeah. So I was just like, phew.
I think the deeper cut, if he was like... TNIAB. Like, he's like, I'm one of the four people that listen to the show. Like,
that is a deep cut.
That would be a deep cut.
Yeah. But I'm glad. Or not glad, but anyways. Yeah. I didn't really give him time to respond. So I just
like, peace.
I was like, oh, sorry. I thought you were calling me, but this is your son. Oh, okay, great. I'm going to just excuse myself.
Kid, also, like, toys are dumb. Like, they just leave. Like.
But yeah, so that was an interesting experience.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, right?
It's time maybe I'm hit a little visit down to your workplace. You know, a little surprise.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Just be like, hey, what do you think of this toy? And just like pull up a review maybe.
Oh man.
What do you think about this guy's opinions on this?
Damn. Interesting. Interesting. So yeah, that's that. Anyways.
That's actually really funny though.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that, huh?
Small world.
Certainly is.
Or the internet is a big place.
With... No. If anything, the internet's a small place.
Mm. Space is a small place.
Mm, that's very true. Anyways, let's, you know, space. You know what takes... You know what else takes place in space? Thor, Black Ragnarok.
Holes. Oh, okay.
A black hole also is in Thor Ragnarok, I think.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's a wormhole.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
Oh, sure.
We watched Thor. That's the point we're trying to get
we
to.
We certainly did. We watched Thor-y. Man, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
But I'm going to keep saying it. Thor-y.
No, it's
so Anthony, good. Tell me your thoughts on Thor-y.
Thor-y. I think that's a bad name. I think that's a bad, like, short form of that.
Thor-y.
No.
What if I said it was Thor?
No. Thor-y. No. This is all bad. Thor is just a weird name. You can't really... Like, if... No, I can't. No. It's not good. The movie, though.
Thor 3?
Thor 3, though.
Thor 3?
Thor 3.
Thor-y?
Thor... Are we Canadian? We are Canadian. Thor 3. Thor 3.
That's it.
Ragnarok. First off, whenever I hear the word Ragnarok, I just think of that attack from Golden Sun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, this was a movie. It's a Marvel movie. It stars Thor. Mm-hmm. It stars Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I forgot what happened at the end of Thor 2.
Dose? I remember liking that movie.
I remember absolutely nothing from it.
I just remember they were, like, teleporting throughout London.
I thought that was Doctor Strange.
No, that was Thor.
Okay.
They were, like, going through black holes in London.
Huh.
And then they were fighting, and then at the end you find out that Loki's Odin.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
So, yeah, I remember nothing that happened. So, coming into this movie, I was just like, I don't know why these characters are here. Mm-hmm. Like, why is Loki Odin? Why are all these things happening?
What?
Like, I didn't know. I just was complete at a complete blank. And then I got over, like, the initial, like, here's where we're at.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, good. And this was the only Marvel movie where I was so glad we had somewhat of a recap.
What do you mean?
Because at the beginning of the movie, when he was explaining the whole reason, like, when he was talking to his father about, like, oh, you did these things, and I remember this differently, and...
Yeah.
Remember Odin, like, this hammer will stop for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that whole sequence, like, it was the only one where I'm super glad that they had kind of a recap because I remembered nothing from the other Thor movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel that I was right.
Mm-hmm.
I always said in the trailers that this looks like it's taking a more comedic tone
mm-hmm.
to Thor, a more Guardians of the Galaxy, if you will.
You feel vindicated.
I feel vindicated in my thoughts.
Okay.
Because that is. 100% what this movie did.
Yeah.
It, even though the storyline is very serious for Thor's world.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that Thor has a sister.
Yeah.
And Odin was keeping her sealed away. And the only thing that was keeping her sealed away was Odin being alive.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he dies, she is free. And she is death. Like, literally.
She's death incarnate.
She's death incarnate. Like, she's death. And it's played by Kate. Not Kate Winslet.
Nope. Try again.
Kate something. It's with a C, though.
Yeah, you can close. You can do it.
I can't.
You can totally do it. Think French.
It's with a S-H?
No. That's pretty close. I mean, it's not really an S-H, but the sound is there.
Did I say Kate Winslet already?
Yeah, that was the first one. That was the only one you said.
Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember her name.
Kate.
Blanchett.
There you go.
There you go. Kate Blanchett. So she's played by Kate Blanchett, and she's all like, hey man, like, I don't know who you are, apparently you're my brothers, but I'm like the rightful owner now, because Odin's mm-hmm. dead, I'm free, and I should take the throne. And yeah. Thor's like, nah, and Loki's like, no, and they can do a fight, and they get fucked up. And that kind of sets the whole tone for the story. Kate Winslet's character, guys, it's Kate Winslet!
I don't know. She's never been near a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Kate Blanchett's character is trying to take over the throne, and she kind of like takes camp in Asgard. And after Death kicks their ass, she kicks them out of like the Bifrost. So as they're traveling,
the Bifrost.
Yeah. As they're traveling back to Asgard, they get kicked out, and Thor and Loki get put onto a different world.
Oh yes.
Right. And it's like this trash world, and it was. I feel like. This whole movie was an excuse to get Thor back. Or not Thor, the Hulk back.
Because,
like, the Hulk was just gone at one of those movies, right? He just, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like this whole movie was just to justify the fact that the Hulk needs to come back somehow. and he can't have his own movie. And also that Thor needs to be a little bit more powerful. Like, he has to have the power of a god.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically the in-between power-up chapter between, like, the previous movie and Infinity Wars.
Okay.
Right? They're like, okay, Thor's just not strong enough yet, right? He's not technically the god of thunder yet. He can't really fully control it.
Yeah.
So we got to do some stuff.
Okay.
And from that, it made it kind of boring for me.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of great scenery. The world they were on was very interesting, colorful. Like, mm-hmm. the design of, like, this junk planet was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But most of the things to do with Thor and the Hulk, them having their, like, little bonding time was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I thought it was kind of boring. It was basically, here's a bunch of fights that are just, like, dick measuring contests, and they serve no real purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just for filler. While we get back to Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some funny jokes in between.
Mm-hmm.
Like, overall, I kind of thought the movie was lacking in substance.
Mm-hmm.
And death is a very major character to Thanos, mm-hmm. at least. Thanos, the reason he wants the Infinity Gauntlets is to appease death, like, because he's in love with her, right? And he will do anything.
Not in this movie. Not in the cinematic universe.
Apparently not in the cinematic universe.
He just wants to crush things.
Yeah. So seeing that, seeing such an important character kind of, like, pushed to the side and being used as this... I also kind of had a problem with her character. So Cate Blanchett's character is Death. She's supposed to be this, like, utmost evil, just, like, tyrant, just, and they show that in certain fights. They just show her demolishing people, like,
yeah,
at a whim.
She kills all Thor's friends.
Yeah, every single Thor friend that you saw in the first movie, they're dead.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
Right. But she is, it's like they didn't want to commit her to just being serious, because the rest of the movie wasn't that way.
Yeah.
So there are some kind of, like, jokey scenes with her and her executioner,
mm-hmm.
right? Which I don't think any of those jokes play well. Anytime she's trying to do, like, the dry sarcasm that the rest of them are doing, I don't think I laughed at a single one of her jokes that were written for that character.
Yeah, and, I would agree.
Yeah, and I kind of wish they just kept her as what she is. She's a very serious, powerful character that mm-hmm. is... trying to do bad stuff to Asgard.
For sure.
Right? And that was most of this movie. I think they made a very serious topic in the context of a Marvel movie, in the context of this Marvel universe, and they made it so light that I just couldn't care for what was happening. Mm. That and, like, they were shooting out jokes, like, a mile a minute, and I think I only laughed. It was, like, every 1 out of 10 jokes mm-hmm. I was laughing at. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, overall, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun to see a more personal side of the Avengers, like, kind of like them hanging out.
Yeah.
But it made the movie feel inconsequential. And
yeah.
And even though, like, some major events happened,
I was going to say, like, I don't know if I would use that word, inconsequential, because it definitely changed the status quo.
It changes the status quo of the 9 realms.
Right. Yeah,
but in the overall story of the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, but this is a Thor movie.
I don't know. Like, I feel like they somehow made the destruction of that place.
Yeah,
feel insignificant, and just feel like it had no meaning to anybody in the story.
Mm.
Because they try and played everything so light.
Okay.
That it seemed like nobody was taking it seriously, mm-hmm. and then I didn't take it seriously as the viewer.
Yeah.
So.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think this movie is, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a solid 3. Mm-hmm. If we're doing decimals, it's like a high 3.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah, I think I mostly echo your sentiments. I think it's cool that thematically any sort of space thing in the Marvel Universe is a bit more... let's say fluffy.
Yeah.
You know, it's lighter. It's fun to deal with in space. I think they could have toned it down a bit. Made it a bit more serious.
Like, especially the Grand Emperor or whatever, the mm-hmm. Grand Ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his character. nothing about him was funny, and he just seemed annoying the whole time.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I guess you have to be a Jeff Goldblum fan.
I like Jeff Goldblum. He gets killed by that dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
That's yeah, that's true. You know what? I don't like Jeff Goldblum. I only like him in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Like, I don't like him anywhere else.
Like, Jeff Goldblum can do his thing, but this is like, modern-day meme Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Where all these young kids are like, oh, look at Jeff Goldblum. He's such a goof. I'm gonna turn him into a meme, right? Like, this is that version of Jeff Goldblum. Like,
that's true.
Dude has range. He can act, but they just made him a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think for me, if anything, the movie just felt really stuffy. Like, there's a little too much happening everywhere.
It was dense.
Yeah, and like, I can obviously see they cut out probably a lot in the, you know, in the cutting room floor. But the movie still felt like there's a lot happening, and a lot of it kind of didn't matter to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
I like the introduction of the new characters like Valkyrie, but at the end of the day, she was kind of a bit of a washout.
Yeah.
Like, at the, but it's weird because, like, they set her up for the end of the movie. They're like,
here's your moment.
Here's your moment. Here's your final battle armor.
Yeah.
Walk in there, and she still can't do shit.
Well, she does stuff, but she...
I mean, like, but her impact is meaningless.
Her impact is good at the beginning. It is when the other character, the previously bad character, does the exact same thing she does.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, then Valkyrie kind of sucks, right? It lessens the impact of her character.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so that's a thing. I do like, it's definitely a movie that's, and it should be, it's centered around Thor and his growth into the king of Asgard. And I was having fun with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think by the end of it, It was a fun movie. I don't think I would like it more than, you know, a lot of the other of my favorites in the whatever. But it was all right. And I really do like the change that they made, like, in terms of the universe setting. Mm-hmm. I do think it's a worth, like, it's a big impact in the sense that, like, Asgard's gone. No one has access to the Bifrost anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the Asgardians are on a fucking ship. Like, I think that's super cool.
They broke the rainbow bridge.
Yeah, they pretty much confirmed Loki's a good guy now.
Is he?
He is. He's, like, by the end of that movie, he's a good guy. Like you can't really say otherwise. Like,
yeah, but the thing is he's the trickster lord, right? And even when you thought he was a good guy during the escape portion of that movie, he then immediately turns on him. Like, he's an opportunist. Like, I can see him being the rogue card in Infinity Wars, where at one point, like, Thanos is in a pickle.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you're no way out of this, Thanos. You're dead. And then, like, Loki's like, JK, LOL, Thanos promised me a stone.
Like, I can see that, but at the same time, like, they really want to force it. Like, by the end of this movie, they're really trying to, like, nail it in your head that, like, no, he's committing to this side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that joke they play at the end where it's like, I give you a hug if you're here. It's like, well, I am here.
Yeah.
You know, when they're standing on the bridge, Loki's right there, and he's the last one to walk in.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's also, his character over all of these movies is basically the boy who cried wolf. And now, even in the cinematic universe, I'm skeptical of anything.
No, that's fair, but I do feel like the movie is trying super hard to make it seem like he's a good guy. And we all know that the next movies are going to be Avengers,
mm-hmm.
Infinity War, where it's everyone against whatever dude with the ring hand glove thing.
I did like some of the cameos they had in this, like
they had cameos?
Doctor Strange cameo.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I think that cameo is good because it kind of sets up how powerful Doctor Strange is.
He didn't seem that powerful in Doctor Strange.
Huh?
And what it's so crazy to think that, like, because in Thor, Doctor Strange seems like this,
yeah, he's God.
But when you're watching Doctor Strange, the movie, you're like, he's nowhere near this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of shows the time in between Doctor Strange and where he is now.
Yeah.
But also the fact that he was doing all this stuff, and, like, not even gods could get out of his spells or fathom what he was doing, right?
Sure.
Like, all the teleportation was messing up with Thor. Loki couldn't get out of, like, Loki was, he said he was falling for 30 minutes, but the thing is, Loki still had all of his powers while he's doing that. He wasn't chained, he wasn't whatever, right? He was just into, like, an ether.
Yeah.
And, like, Loki couldn't do shit about it.
Yeah.
So it kind of shows off, like, Doctor Strange has jumped in power level.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. Was he the only one?
There was... Well, the Hulk's technically a cameo.
No, he's part of the cast. Everyone knew that.
Okay. I was going to say... I thought it was kind of lame how they wrote out Jane Foster.
Jane Foster?
Natalie Portman. I mean, like, I know, like, she has no impact on the whole thing.
Oh, the person who just rolled up and was like, I can't believe you broke up.
Yeah.
And that was it? Okay.
And I was like, I know Natalie Portman didn't sign up to do, like, a million movies, but, like, that's kind of a lame way to just write it out.
I kind of thought the Thor romance was really weak anyways.
No, so. It was, and I think that's a lot of it had to do with her contract. She thought she was in for one movie, and it turns out, no, sorry, we're going in for...
17 million movies.
The other thing too was I thought it was really cool how they broke the hammer.
Yeah.
And how he just doesn't have it.
He just doesn't have it anymore.
So I think that's super cool. Like the movie does, like, there's a lot of implications and there's a lot of confirmations of things that happened in this movie that I think are really interesting in regards to the rest of the universe. And the movie was fun to watch, but I just feel like it didn't execute on a level that I found super memorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, for me, it was the fact that it was too light.
Yeah.
Like, all of that stuff you said are like, it's like, this has cool repercussions for future movies. But the fact that every single character, minus Heimdall, took everything so fucking lightly.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, well, I don't care either.
Yeah. That sounds about right. All right, there you go. So that's what we thought of Thor.
It's fine.
Yeah. We definitely are getting to the point in these movies where well, like, it's definitely now a case of diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if, like, the new stuff will get, like, bring me back to the when it was before the original Avengers was coming out. We're getting super hyped for that.
Yeah.
Like even before this, we saw trailers for Black Panther. I'm like, oh, I mean...
Black Panther looks super cool.
Looks cool, but, like, I don't...
He looks like Cap with claws, though.
Yeah, I would be impressed if that movie blew me away.
Like, right now, it's strictly visuals. Like, a lot of that scenery, a lot of that stuff is cool. But unless they do something, like, buck wild crazy with, like, all the Wakanda tech.
Yeah.
Like, it's he's Black Captain America.
Sure. Sure.
And I only liked the second Black or Captain America movie, so.
Okay.
The first one fucking sucks.
You should rewatch it.
No, because it sucks.
I think you should rewatch it.
It's really bad.
I think you should rewatch it. Okay, there you go. Thor-y.
Where does this leave you in the hype train for the Infinity Wars?
Based on this movie?
Yeah, based on this movie. Like, this is the latest Marvel movie to come out. Where does this leave you in terms of hype level for this series finally ending?
Well, first of all, it's not ending. But I'm no more or less excited. I've always wanted to see how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, this movie doesn't do anything for me in either respect.
Okay.
It's just, oh, Thor's not gonna have his hammer or an eye,
and he's got more lightning powers.
Yeah, he's finally the God of Thunder.
Yeah.
Now shoot down Beta Ray Bill, and we'll call it a day.
Oh, that's a deep cut. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't know
who's Beta Ray Bill?
You don't know Beta Ray Bill?
No.
Think Thor?
Yeah.
If Thor were a horse.
What?
Yeah.
Is that... Thor has a horse?
No. Like, there's another Thor, but he's a humanoid horse with his own hammer.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
He was also supposed to be in this movie, but again, it was so dense they had to cut him out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. That's hilarious.
In the comics, when he first meets him, he picks up Thor's hammer.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he beats Thor with it.
Dang.
Yeah, and then he's so but because he's a good guy, he's so worthy, Thor takes him back to Asgard, and then Odin's like, I'll make you a hammer of your own. Yeah. And then he gets the Thor armor, and that's you're just cool. Like, what the fuck?
Comics!
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Huh.
So weird.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Picks of the week. BlizzCon was this past weekend.
Yep.
And BlizzCon is the big Blizzard event where they show a lot of cool stuff.
I'm surprised you haven't gone to a BlizzCon.
I only really liked Blizzard since Overwatch came out, though.
Yeah, but it's been like a whole year. Why didn't you plan to go this year?
Because I got this job.
Lame.
Yeah. Anyways, it was this other thing, and it's, you know, I only cared about the Overwatch news, and to be honest, the big news from BlizzCon was Overwatch related. I don't think there's any news on like
zero Diablo stuff. There was some
they're doing
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Fight for Azeroth.
Yeah.
Which, as I saw on Twitter, I think is a very bad name, specifically because you're always fighting for Azeroth. but I think the big news out of the World of Warcraft stuff is that they're bringing back like vanilla WoW areas.
Oh.
So like pre Cataclysm, I think, was the big world changing event.
Yeah, it was Cataclysm.
Yeah. So apparently the reasoning for them shutting down all those private servers was for business reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did that. And then I think, is it that they're bringing back original Warcraft? Like a remastered edition of Warcraft?
I have no clue what else happened. I just remember hearing the, like, they're bringing back the original servers and like areas and stuff. And I was just like, that's shitty, Blizzard.
Yeah. So yeah, that happened. After which point we got news, all the Overwatch news.
Yeah.
First up, there's a new map. It's mm-hmm. called Blizzard World.
This map has some lore implications I'd like to ask. All right.
Okay.
So you're going through different world, like it's like different areas. It's like there's the Diablo area, there's the Hearthstone area.
It's Blizzard's version of Disney World.
Yeah, right. And each section is its own thing.
Yeah.
Does this now mean that the Overwatch lore is the only real lore and that everything else is a story within the Overwatch universe?
That's tough to say.
Like, is Diablo 3 not a thing and actually it's just a story someone in the Overwatch universe created?
Maybe. What if it's like the Overwatch characters are playing Diablo on their off time?
Yeah, exactly. Like, is Deckard Cain not a real person?
That's tough. I'm gonna go with yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in...
Is the Lich King just something like Tracer created?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll just say yeah. and that... Because then at this moment in history, Overwatch is Blizzard's biggest thing right now.
Mm.
So we'll just say yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that works. With this map comes Blizzard-themed skins for the Overwatch cast, as in they get costumes that are strictly or straight from other Blizzard games.
Yeah, they finally got the crossover skins.
Yeah, I mean, this was something that the community have been begging for since day one, and Blizzard's always been like, nah. And turns out, well, they were just waiting until interest died in the game so they can bring you back.
Exactly.
And that's how business works.
Mm.
So we got some cool skins. My favorite is Nova.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
They just took Widowmaker and they're like, ah, you're Nova now.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, you can play as Nova in Overwatch.
That's I'm still waiting for StarCraft Ghost Blizzard. You got a fax.
Whoa, that was a different sound, that was a though. Different sound effect. I never heard that one.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyways, yeah, so that's pretty cool. There's other neat ones like Roadhog's the Butcher, Zarya's the Barbarian. Mm-hmm.
Lots of Warcraft themed ones.
Yeah. Very neat, very neat. Along with this.
Oh, and May's
her
original costume from the animated short.
Yeah, from when she woke up from the freezing chamber thing.
Yeah. And all her friends were dead.
Yeah. Speaking of animated shorts, there's a new one. This one is Reinhardt based. You can see the origin of Reinhardt.
I thought it was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
That is what I would think young Reinhardt
would be like.
Yeah. Like, old Reinhardt does not get that way without being a little shit.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he was. And he lost an eye when he was a kid. He
killed his mentor.
Yep. And then he learned about honor.
Yeah. It only took two severe losses.
I like how that whole thing was about, like, you're a bad Reinhardt player. Be a better one.
Yeah, pretty much. Go defend your team.
Like, he's like, okay, be a shield for your team. It's like, okay.
You're a defense hero for a reason.
Yeah, so that was really neat. It was fun. I always like these Overwatch animated shorts.
Yeah, they're really cool.
But like every Blizzard game, at some point you're just like, why don't you just make a movie?
Because they did make a movie. It's called Warcraft the Movie.
Oh, no. But no.
And it's bad.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. But the biggest thing was they announced a new character for Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Moira. She's the mad scientist of Talon.
Okay.
And she's a support hero.
She controls, like, light and dark.
Yeah, she's kind of like Zenyatta.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of her theme, only like multiplied in the sense that everything she does has a light and darkness side to it.
Okay.
Her basic attack is Symmetra Beams.
Mm-hmm.
So it kills you. Or you can use the other side and it'll heal your teammates like a spray. The way the healing works is it's on a resource meter, similar to Bastion's repair or D.Va's... What's D.Va have? Or her defense matrix.
Yeah.
Only hers recharges at a very slow rate over time. So the other way to recharge it is if you attack.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is she has a ball that she whips out there.
Wow.
Yeah. She whips... the ball could either be for offense or defense.
Are you saying that she has two balls that she
whips
out?
She got two balls with multiple tendrils connected to each of the balls.
She whips them out?
Yeah, she whips them out, man.
Wow.
And she latches
on. This is a girl character?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So these balls have tendrils that latch on to their targets.
All right.
So if you're...
so do I.
Yeah. Wow. Damn. That must be exciting. What do the girls say about that?
Ooh. Well, they never lives to tell the tale.
Damn. Yeah, so these balls heal you, or they kill you.
I'm four.
Yeah, you are. And then she has a thing called Fade.
Are you telling me that these balls give life? They excrete a substance that has the possibility of giving life?
Yeah. They giveth and they taketh as they please.
Okay.
It just depends where you decide to put these balls, I guess. I mean, like, you put them within your teammates, and then they will give life. But you place them on your enemies, and they just kill them. Yeah, she also got this thing called Fade. It's basically you turn into supersonic, but then you go invisible, and you can move 20 meters in any direction, I suppose. So there you go. There's that. And then her alt is she throws out a Kamehameha.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
That kills people. Or you could Kamehameha your teammates.
Yeah, and it's got them like both the colors in it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've seen it in action. It lasts a really long time. And she can run around while she's doing
Oh, you're not stationary?
No, you can run with that shit. Yeah. Apparently the attack isn't as high as you would like, but the healing is amazing.
The trailer makes it seem like if you get caught in the beam, you're fucking dead.
Yeah. It's a big beam. It's not hard to hit with it.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Huh.
That's Moira in a nutshell.
She seemed, like, aesthetically really cool.
She's cool, yeah.
Like, half what's his face? Zenyatta, half Doc Octopus.
Yeah, real cool.
But yeah, like the whole thing she's doing with like the lightness and dark or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all like kind of trite duality stuff.
But yeah.
They made it look cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I did have a new story.
Did you?
It's Overwatch related.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
The Overwatch World Championships happened.
Oh, yes.
They did.
Guess who won?
Korea.
No.
No surprise.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Korea won.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Guess who came in second?
I know who.
Canada! Canada! Canada!
Did you actually watch any of it?
Yeah.
Did you?
So I watched like, I didn't watch the whole thing. I came into the middle of a match.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, Canada really is in second place.
Yeah.
And then I stopped watching.
So the thing about the Canadian team is their team is full of like really skilled players.
Yeah.
Who just lack in team coordination.
Oh.
It's like when you have an all-star team who's never played
together. They're all McCrees.
Yeah, so I was watching, like, when you watch all their matches, they're all really close with everyone they fought. Mm-hmm. Because they were just all really good. But, like, opposing teams would come back at them with strategy.
Oh. Okay.
Right? So, that was their downfall.
Is there like, champ pick selection? Like random flex queue or something?
Like, well, no. I mean, like, they do have, like, structure. But you could tell, like, they're all wicked at solo queue.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Like, I just imagine, like, when a match starts up, it's, like, a bunch of people rush for, like, Tracer and McCree.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, man, well, I just gotta play support this
game.
Yeah,
like, they lost to Korea because Korea had some high-level strats.
Listen, Korea's no joke.
Yeah.
In a lot of esports, Korea's no joke.
Related to that, actually, this was the last thing. They showed off, and I think it's just for teams only, but... teams are now given exclusive skins.
Yeah, I saw those.
And it looks real cool.
It has like their like the sweet. I like the Sweden one. That was
yeah, cool. Like they're just colors of their recolors of their basic skins. But it's really neat to watch a whole team go around in the same color, like for their country. And it was a lot easier to understand what was happening, because the problem with Overwatch was everyone has different fucking skins, and whether you're an enemy or a good guy, you can't really tell. So when you're a spectator, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But just changing their skin colors made it way more enjoyable to watch. But otherwise, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Overwatch, in a nutshell. Shall we dive into the weeks?
Yeah.
Cool. What'd you do?
You want me to start?
Sure.
So, surprise, surprise, played some video games.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's not a surprise at this point. So, I finished Super Mario Odyssey.
And how was that ending?
Yo, that ending is baller! Oh my god! The stuff that happens at the end of Super Mario Odyssey is so sick.
Mm.
You do some... There's a situation at the end of the game where you're waiting to do something, and like you kind of got to figure it out naturally.
Yeah.
What to do, and when you figure it out, it's very simple.
Yeah.
But when you figure it out, it is, say, it's a game changer.
Wow. Interesting use of words.
Yeah. It's.
Would you say it's like a game changer in the sense of like how the fuck is this not copyright infringement, or in the sense that it's just get a new mechanic?
No. It's. It's something as a longtime Mario fan I've always wanted to do.
Oh, interesting.
And I've always wanted to do... Actually, I won't even say that far. Because you could probably get together what it is. It's something I've always wanted to do.
Okay.
And I finally did it. Even if it's just for a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
I finally did it.
Damn.
There are some reveals at the end of that game that are fan fucking tastic.
Yeah.
Also, the game unlocks a bunch of stuff at the after the credits roll. You get, I think, there's two new level locations.
Mm-hmm.
All your other worlds that you've been to, if you go get this, if you go activate this special item in the world, unlocks a bunch of more moons for you to get.
Mm-hmm.
It unlocks like challenge races. For you to do in each world.
Okay.
And more bonus, like, kind of... Like, you go down the pipe and you're in a different, like, level, right?
Yeah.
Like, challenge levels.
Yeah.
And some of them get pretty hard. They really force you to use Mario's mobility in really clever ways. And so I've gotten really, really good at using Cappy. So there's a thing with Cappy where if you throw him out and you hold the attack button... He'll spin there for a little bit, right? And if you run into Cappy, you'll jump off Cappy. The thing is, this also counts in the air, okay? And then, so Mario has this thing where he has his triple jump from 64. He has a new one where if you butt stomp the ground and then press jump, you'll do like a super jump.
Uh-huh.
But while he's in the air with Cappy, if you throw your Cap, you kind of get a little bit of extra hang time. But if you hold the duck button that would normally make you do the butt stomp and then press jump, you'll like double jump in the air, but it's like a lunge, like it's like a dive.
Yeah.
And you'll dive the exact amount that Cappy has been thrown out, so you'll dive into Cappy and get another air jump. And then you can do that again, but when you go dive into Cappy this time, you don't get a second jump, you just dive again. And so this new mobility, it's making me realize that I feel every single thing in the game has been made in one of two ways. Where the first way is to get through it as they've set it out. Like, turn into this person, you then get this ability to go across this challenge, right? The other way is this, are you a fucking boss-ass bitch? Do you have the best mobility in the world? Do it. Because everything you can do is, or everything in that level is capable of being done without having the power-up to do it the way they want you to do it. And like I said last week, like, everything is rewarded. Like, if there is a thing that you think you could probably get to, you could probably get there. And when you get there, there's most likely a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might just be coins,
mm-hmm.
but there's still something there. Like, Nintendo knows that it's possible to get to these places.
Cool.
And it's rad. It's fucking cool. And it's really... I've been trying to up my rankings in the race events. So the first two times, the first time you do a race, it's like a regular race and you're facing Koopas. The second time you do a race, there's like a gold Koopa and he has this like a sick line you can do.
Yeah.
But other than that, after you beat that, you can just do the races again to like go up in the leaderboards. And some of these final times are so fast and I just don't know how they do it. And some people upload them onto YouTube and they're doing crazy, crazy stuff that I didn't even think you could do.
Hmm.
With Mario, and like unless you're super creative like that, I think like looking it up is the only way for you to figure that out. But the amount of mobility and the ease of mobility, because everything's only ever done with like three buttons, right? It's the jump button, it's the attack button, and it's the duck button.
Yeah.
And using those three in combination will can get you anywhere in that world.
Sure.
It's really cool. That game's awesome. Cool. I think I'm just under 500 moons.
Oh, I think you say hours.
Oh, no, no, no. So I checked my hours. I'm only at like 15.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It says approximately 15, 16 hours on my Switch.
Wow.
And I'm just under 500 moons.
Huh.
And I think at 500 moons, it unlocks the quote-unquote true ending. So you can like go do a thing to get the quote-unquote true ending.
Yeah.
I learned, though, so... There are a set number of moons. There's like 800 and something moons in Super Mario Odyssey. But there's, in each level, there's a moon that you get from the shop. So you go spend 100 coins and you get the shop moon, right? And that's a quest. But at the end of the game, like after you beat the credits, the shop moon appears again in all of the shops.
Oh.
And you can just buy them over and over and over. So you can go above the 800 moons.
Yep.
And also you can... Just like, oh, I need 500 moons. You don't. You can just get them by farming coins and buying them if you want.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, man, I kind of wanted like a nice file. But I kept buying them because I thought it was just like a bonus thing. I thought eventually it was going to end. So I bought like 30 moons. I felt dirty at the end of it.
Well, you still get the real ones.
Yeah, I can still get the real ones.
And then your counter will say like 900 of 800.
Yeah. I saw a picture recently that it was someone put 999 moons.
Oh, wow.
Into their, and the quote is just like, it's a lot of moons. So yeah, I've been going through all the worlds again, like going one by one by one, finding all the new challenges. They're all really fun. And it's really cool to just go back to older levels now that you have certain skills that future levels have taught you.
Mm.
And just being able to get to certain places in different ways that you didn't think you could before because you just didn't have the skills.
Cool.
Right? That game's fantastic. That game's super good.
How do you find playing it with the Joy-Cons?
I think that playing it with like separately, or what do you want? Like,
I don't know.
In the controller?
Sure.
Playing it with it separately actually unlocks a lot more mobility options.
Oh, because you can
just because you can use the motion. So there's one especially especially useful for races.
Yeah.
Where if you duck and you're just ducking and you hold forward and you shake the Wiimote, you'll just roll.
Oh.
Like you'll just continuously roll really fast. And yeah, some of those are much easier on the Joy-Cons, like especially a lot of your special Cappy moves. Like if you shake them side to side, you'll get Cappy to do a 360 attack around you.
Yep.
And it's kind of hard on the Switch stuff. So playing it separately, it's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly played on the Pro Controller.
Okay.
And so I had some difficulty doing some motion controls with that, but I just wanted to play it on the TV.
Okay.
And I think that plays really well.
Hmm.
I haven't gone back to that like slide. You know the nunchuck controller? The one where you put the two nunchucks into it?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to that since I bought the Pro Controller, so I haven't actually tested that one out.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I would never have guessed.
But it's really good. That whole game's super fantastic.
Kind of fragilistic.
I want to say it's my second favorite game of the year.
Okay. Okay.
It's really good.
All right.
People should play it.
Well, I will not.
What? You suck. Then I played a multiplayer game. It's called Speedrunners.
Speedrunners.
It's a four-player competitive racing game, except you're four people, and each stage is a race.
Okay.
And so what you have
to tell me more.
What you have to do is so first off, you're all like different types of fake superheroes, and you have while you're running, you can collect power-ups. Which It's like Mario Kart style. You get like a freeze ray, bombs, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
You have a grappling hook. So on certain ceiling surfaces, you can grappling hook and like swing to like keep your momentum going through a bunch of areas. And the other one is a double jump. So you're running and jumping. Yeah. The whole thing of the game is that you want to get so far ahead of other people that they touch the edge of the screen
and die. Oh, that's how they die?
And die.
Like, oh, okay.
And as soon as the first person dies, the screen then starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So the races have to be closer and closer and
that's
closer.
That's a cool thing. But I feel like this is something I've seen in an older game do this before.
Maybe.
Not getting smaller, but I know like if you leave someone at the back end of the screen, they die. Huh. I don't know. I feel like I've seen this in a side-scrolling platformer before.
Huh. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Mm. But yeah, so everything gets smaller and smaller and smaller. But also what that does, it obstructs your vision of oncoming obstacles.
So you don't know what's
happening. So there are boxes, there are walls, there are wall jumps, there are other stuff happening. So the races get kind of more tense as the screen gets smaller and smaller and smaller. One of my favorite weapons in that game is the golden grappling hook. So if you have the golden grappling hook, you can just hook a person in front of you and shoot them behind you.
Oh,
and the way to dodge it is if it's coming at you and you're on the ground, you duck, right? You do your slide move.
Yeah.
But if you're in the air, you fucked.
Oh.
So there was a lot of situations where like I'd be racing my friends or my friends would be racing me, and either I or them, I'd be like doing this sweet jump and I think of getting ahead, and all of a sudden I see this hook from the end of the screen and I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't do anything. And it just pulls me all the way back into last place. And the game's really fun. It's also very quick. As long as you have a controller registered to like a guest account or whatever that's activated on the, and you press versus, it just automatically goes into a game. No character select, no nothing, just immediately into a game. And every map is a best of three or a best of five. So you have to win three rounds.
Yeah.
And then you win. And then it just, after that, it just, no questions asked, immediately goes to the second map. So it's a really good party game. I really enjoyed it just because there's a lot of different levels. They get harder as you unlock them and stuff. But also the game really rewards skilled play. So for example, there was one level where you're running up a hill, and then as you're getting to the plateau, there's a wall jump. So there's an area where you have to jump across the walls to get to the top one.
Yeah.
But just before that wall jump section, there's a grappling hook ceiling. So what you can do instead of wall jumping is, if you can time it properly, is take the like wall or grapple the ceiling and then swing just straight up through the wall jump and not have to waste time going back and forth. But the downside to that is if you're too early or too late, you'll run into the wall or you'll curve in too early and hit the ceiling. Right, and so it really rewards skilled play, and it makes you feel like a badass when you do it.
Okay,
so it was really fun. I recommend it.
Great.
And then the last one is, I had kind of a Wolfenstein itch, and I didn't want to buy the new one because it's probably gonna go on sale soon.
Well, it just came out.
Yeah, Black Friday, man.
Maybe
Black Friday or Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's true.
And so I went to my local used game store and I found Wolfenstein The Old Blood sealed.
The blood of the old.
Yeah, so I bought it. And that one, it's more Wolfenstein. If you played the first one, it's not much different. But it's a new storyline. You're still playing BJ, but you're infiltrating Castle Wolfenstein. And there's a new villain, new stuff. And all of it, you know what? It's, man, it's Wolfenstein. If you played that first game, you know what you're getting into. You're going to shoot some Nazis. You're going to dual-wield machine guns. You're going to knife people in the Achilles tendon and make it look really painful.
Sounds like a gay old time.
It's a gay old time for killing Nazis. Yeah, I don't know. It's on its face, it's very simple. Like it's still that arcade shooter. It brought back that old PC style of health pickups and armor pickups.
Right.
And overcharging health and all that stuff. Yeah, and it's good.
Not great?
Well,
because I know you liked the Wolfenstein.
I really liked Wolfenstein.
So I don't know if this is more of the same, or is it like, hey, it's good?
It's more of the same.
Okay.
It the story is still pretty quality, but the whole thing they had going with General Death's Head,
yeah,
And in that first game, this is strictly a side story.
Okay.
Right. I haven't seen anything happening that would hint at it being either A, referenced in the second game, or being important enough to be like, oh, if you want the full story of BJ, like, you have to play the old blood.
I see.
So it kind of seems like more of the same.
I understand. And if I feel you.
If you want to see gratuitous violence against Nazis, this is the game for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, those were the new things I did.
All right, then.
What about you?
I went to a toy show.
Yeah.
And yo, toys happened.
How many toys happened?
A couple hundred thousand.
Damn. A lot of did you buy?
Four.
Oh, okay. The right.
Yeah. Problem. So, yeah, nothing particularly interesting. There's two candy toys I bought that were of Kamen Rider Gem, mm-hmm. or Dan Kuroda.
Shin Dan Kuroda, please. Well,
this is the version before it becomes Shin.
How do you know? He has the same outfit all the time.
I don't know, actually. So I bought them. They're candy toys, and they come with two parts. So I bought them off a friend, so they're cool. And then I bought this cube.
Why'd you buy a fidget cube?
Because it turns into a gorilla.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's a beast bot.
Box.
It's JoJo?
It's JoJo.
Wow.
They have a yellow dinosaur called D10.
All right.
Yeah, and then I bought these small Transformers that turn into legs.
Only legs?
Well, they turn into, a Hummer and a tank. But more importantly, they become legs.
Where's the torso and the arms?
They haven't been released yet. They're the Iron Factory Bruticus legs, because Bruticus is my favorite combiner.
No, sorry, they're War Giant Attackers.
Well, these are third party things. Yeah. No, I love Bruticus is always the best, because to me, he's like what I want the Decepticons to be. Just military vehicles that become a military badass.
Bruticus was cool in Transformers Devastation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the coolest.
Is he the guy with the Voltron sword?
No, that's Menasor. He's a bunch of sports cars.
Menasor's rad. I like Menasor.
Yeah, a lot of people like Menasor. Yeah, for sure. He's cool. But he ain't Bruticus, so okay. Whatever. So I did that. So toy shows are always fun. Seeing friends and buying stuff and whatnot.
But I heard you got invited to the most important show of all.
What show is that?
The Funko Pop Show.
Oh yeah,
can you please explain this, because you posted on Twitter that like a flyer, yeah, where it was a toy show exclusively for Funko Pops.
Yeah, it happened December 9th.
What the fuck?
I don't know,
those are barely toys.
Yeah, well, we're going, we gotta see it.
Are you paying for my entry?
$2.
Yeah,
I don't know if I make enough to pay for your entry.
Listen, if I'm filming,
you can pay for your own entry.
I feel like I need to get copped something.
All right. Well, okay.
At least give me a ride there.
Okay. I guess I could do that. All right. I'll just expense it or something. Yeah. So that's happening. I don't know. Fuck. I look forward to it. Speaking of Funko, I read something today. Funko faced its first loss quarter in 17 years.
17? How long has Funko been a company?
I don't know. But apparently, like, they've been around a while doing small stuff, but then, yeah, like, it's only been recently where they've, like, had this huge boom.
In their pops. Yeah. They had a pop.
And then, but then they expanded into even more than pops.
Huh.
Like, they have another line called, like, Ruby Diamond or something.
Okay.
Anyways, I think the bubble, we're on the verge of the bubble bursting on the pops. Because they are 346 million in the hole.
That's a lot of money in the hole.
That's this quarter, so I don't know if that actually puts them, or is it this quarter or this past fiscal year?
I was gonna say that's a lot for a quarter.
It's probably the fiscal year. Anyways, I don't know if that actually makes them like on the whole
in the red.
Yeah, because for all we know, they're making like $5 billion.
Yeah,
exactly. So it might not even be a thing.
They're everywhere. I cannot go into something that is somewhat of a hobbyist shop and not see a Funko Pop.
I mean, I don't think I can go into a shop and not see a Funko Pop.
True.
Like, they're at Chapter or Indigo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy where you'll find them.
Yeah.
They're in, like, the convenience variety stores now.
Funko Pop sucks.
They're just everywhere. Anyways, that's something. Yeah, so I went to a toy show. I did that. Funko's about to die. And what else did I do? Caught up on anime.
Okay.
I caught up on My Hero for the anime. That's a good show.
Yeah, it is a really good show.
It's pretty good.
So where are you at now? What's the latest episode that's happening?
The latest episode is exams are over. Yeah. Everyone passed, obvi. And now we are all looking forward to the next arc.
Okay. Did the fighting tournament arc already happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was the one where they had to fight the teachers.
So I think this arc you're going into is the one where I stopped reading in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're almost caught up to where I was in the manga.
Yeah. All I gotta say is Bakugo is still the best.
He's okay.
Bakugo is so awesome.
All I'm gonna say is that he got saved. So.
Not before he tried to save his biggest rival.
Listen, trying doesn't matter. Results are what matters.
That's true. That's a motto I live by. But yeah,
best efforts are nothing if they don't turn into like something
like
good.
Even when he tried to save him, he still yelled out "die." Like, that was amazing.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I caught up on Food Wars. That's still Food Wars, except they've done something to change the status quo.
I heard their new antagonist is pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's like evil incarnate.
Cool. How do you be evil incarnate with cooking?
Oh, you'd be you would be surprised. He believes that the best of foods only belong to the best of the people.
Well, obviously.
And by the best of people, I don't mean the rich. I mean, like, remember, how can I put it? I believe I don't know if we were talking about this on air or off. No, it was yesterday. We were talking about the movies. We were like, the richest people in the world are the 1%ers.
Yeah.
But then beyond that, there's the 0.01.
Yeah.
He believes the food are for the 0.01.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Yeah. That's what he believes the food's for. And he's like, this school's shit, letting in peasants. Yeah. So... that's fun.
I thought you were just gonna be like, this dude kills seals, and it's like,
no, I mean, he kills animals because
food.
Yeah, it's food. That's a given. This show, I mean, I guess they never really talk about that in Food Wars. How like they don't have any animal rights. They're just like, eat everything.
Yeah, eat all the things.
As long as you don't waste it, just eat it. Oh, there you go. But then I played a new game.
Okay.
To me, played Horizon Zero Dawn.
It's a good game.
It's a pretty good game.
It's a good video game.
I'm only 15 hours in, and I know I still have a lot to do. I think this is a good game.
That's a really good video game.
I think this is a really good video game.
Yes.
This game does some really cool things.
It does.
I like the weapons in the game.
They're really cool.
They're really neat. The rope caster is really useful.
Did you get the tear blaster?
No, I didn't.
That thing's fucking awesome.
No. Is that the one that just, like, you hook and then they blast shit off?
Yeah, you know, you just... You just shoot sound waves at people, and it does no damage, but it does all part damage.
Oh, so then you just expose all the weaknesses?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's really cool. I like the mechanics are deep enough where I feel like I'm always interested, but they're not so deep that I feel overwhelmed.
Okay.
They found a good balance in that sense. Like,
I think they did a lot of good stuff with splitting the depth between you and the enemies.
Yes.
Because as you're getting new stuff, you're learning new stuff about enemies, right? And like where their weaknesses are and whatever.
Yeah. I like how they put on the detective mode has a restriction in terms of your movement.
Yeah.
You can't do anything, so you can't be always in it.
Yeah.
Stealth is very easy to understand in that game.
Go in a bush.
Yeah. It's kind of broken in certain instances where you're just like, the dude's fucking looking at me.
Yeah.
But
I'm in the bush.
But I'm blind. Modding is fun. There's a lot of ways to upgrade. Gathering. There's
the armor modding was kind of lame.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I know I'm just waiting to the point where I just get the ultimate game armor. So.
Oh, are you doing that mission now?
No, but I just feel like, why should I buy all these other ones? I know there's going to be one that's going to trump them all. So
yeah, you remember when we saw the Frozen Wilds trailer?
She's wearing it.
Yeah, and she's wearing it?
Yeah.
That's not in the expansion. Oh, that's just in the regular
game. That's just her armor? Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, but no, it's really cool. I like the world they live in. I feel like, I remember when this game was first revealed, I was like, I bet it's because they're so far in the future that everyone's died and the world's reset. And I'm starting to get those vibes like, maybe it is just that. Maybe it is just that. So,
yeah. So I'll say, the initial twist, very easy to call out.
Yeah.
The stuff that comes after, very cool.
Okay. Okay.
The reasonings behind it, very cool.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing what's up. Yeah, because like the thing I can't figure out still is why are there robot animals? Like that's the piece of the puzzle that's missing for me, and I'm like, I don't think I'll be able to guess this one. It's just impossible.
It's cool how it all comes together. Oh, that game's so good.
Yeah, so I was playing this, and I'm like, you know, Zelda's pretty good, but I think somehow the team who made Killzone made a better Zelda, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Better than Breath of the Wild?
I like it more than Breath of the Wild right now.
Wow.
Like, Breath of the Wild's fun, but Breath of the Wild's mechanics get boring very easily.
Oh.
Like, the combat mechanics in Breath of the Wild, like, I feel like I found, but by the second half of Zelda, I was running away from fights because I just couldn't be bothered.
I think this is where we find our fun in, like, our differences in fun.
Yeah.
Where I found most of the fun in Zelda being non-combat, being messing around with the world, using your powers in different ways to manipulate things.
But I feel like there wasn't anything manipulating
about all your powers. Like, you manipulate pretty much anything in the world, like water, time, rocks.
What are you talking about?
Like, using all your stuff to kill enemies in interesting ways, not necessarily using combat.
Okay.
Right? Whereas in Horizon, the combat, like you fighting another person, is really good.
Yeah.
But kind of outside of that world, you're running from objective to objective.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say it's pretty cool that you could just tame robot animals on the fly.
Did you get the upgrade?
The one where it's like you just call the next other.
Yeah. Like you call one and then like someone heard your whistle, like your hacking whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is amazing. Yeah. I don't have to worry about a horse or shit anymore. It's good stuff. Yeah, so that's fun. I came across, is it called the Thunderjaw, the big T-Rex?
Yep.
For the first time.
In the desert?
Like, yeah. And I was like, I can't beat this, but let's see what happens. And I got ripped apart.
Yeah.
So
that
was fun.
He's got stuff on him that you can use against him.
I figured as much.
Okay.
But I'm super interested in the world. I think what I like about this game is I just feel more invested in the world in terms of like what's going on.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, I don't really quite understand what's so special about Aloy right now,
because she likes science.
Yeah,
she's a strong independent woman who likes science.
You're a seeker. You're a seeker.
And they only did that to, like, get her out.
Yeah, right, it's like this is such contrived bullshit, but it's fine.
Yeah, I think what makes Aloy is you'll figure out as you further get into the story, but also, like, further getting into side quests as, like, her as a character, as a person to observe is very interesting.
For sure. I have been doing almost all the side quests. The ones I'm ignoring are the trials, like the hunting trials.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, do this in this amount of time. It's like, I couldn't be bothered.
You get good shit from that.
I'm pretty sure you do, but I just couldn't be bothered.
Okay.
Every time you put me in the situation where it's like, oh, just turn this into a mini game, I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't know. Why did they have to make it suns, blazing suns, and half moons and shit? Just give me like bronze, silver, gold.
No, it's their own little culture thing.
No.
Are you appropriating my culture?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. It's fucking fake culture.
Are you appropriating my fake culture?
It is weird how they just fucking let her keep that thing on her face like through her entire life.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like the parent who like was like, fuck, I should have made my kid go on the computer less.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's like...
But it turned out to be super useful.
Yeah.
That part I didn't understand. Like, why, even though she was an outsider... Why did they let her keep that? She is wearing it at all times. It's obvious that she has it.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, this is like your trial of the brave. Why does she have this cheating device?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I took that, like, initially I took that as the people are so scared that they just didn't say shit. Yeah. Or like, because they're so scared, they wouldn't even know what that thing is.
Yeah.
So they didn't realize its power.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, Horizon. I hope to have it finished soon. I definitely want to finish it before the end of the month, so at least I could play Nier before we get to Game of the Year.
That's an easy platinum. Not Nier.
Nier is.
Horizon is. Oh, Nier is also an easy platinum.
Easy platinum.
If you buy it.
I will buy it.
Okay. No, I mean if you buy the trophies.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, Horizon's an easy platinum.
Yeah? I don't know if I want to do that.
You got to do all the Blazing Sun stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Speaking of which, did you know that now... you can earn money for all your trophies?
Only in the States.
Yes. And also, only on trophies you don't have already.
Yeah. So previous Achievements don't matter.
There you go.
Well, aren't you guys lucky? You got the color of the phone I want. You get to get money by having trophies.
Yeah, but Anthony, you wouldn't have earned any money on the trophies you have. And you already have all the trophies.
Yeah, but I don't have all the trophies.
You have all the ones you need.
I have a significant amount, but there are still games releasing in the future.
No, that's it. Games are done.
Didn't you hear? Video games are done?
Yeah. Didn't you hear? It's over.
Oh, man. PlayStation 5's not a thing?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
PlayStation 4 Pro Plus?
Nope. Not even that.
All right, Steam achievements it is.
Good.
And everyone knows those are worthless because everyone just hacks them.
Whoa.
Those don't mean shit.
They mean everything.
They don't mean anything.
To me. Anyways, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Next week is...
It's a week. It's another week.
Is it another week? Is there any... When's... No. Nothing, huh?
Not that I can think of. I think it's just a regular ass week.
I think you're right. Fuck. All right, see you guys then.
Bye.